Total Country Bob FM.
Time for the Bob Almanac here. That's the sound of Neil's golf score last night going down. And then your playing partner's ball going up in the tree.
Not coming down.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Probably my favorite noisemaker, by the way, the entrance sounds of the Almanac, the slide whistle.
It's a good one.
It is. I've got a new one coming, courtesy of Mike from Egan. I think you're going to like it.
Wow.
Please read this, PT, back on the Almanac.
This is the Almanac for Wednesday, June 6th, the 157th day of 2018. There are 208 days left in the year. This is the Bob Almanac.
What would have it been had Neil written that?
Who knows?
No. Handwritten.
Would have been unreadable.
How it is hieroglyphics. I can't read hieroglyphics.
So this day, and of course, it's D-Day. We're probably going to make a mention of that here today. PT is doing the fact-checking. 1799, give me liberty or give me death. He got liberty. This was the date that he got death.
Right.
Patrick Henry died in Virginia, age of 63, 1799. How about Andrew Jackson, first U.S. president to ride in a railroad car? 1833. Didn't really know what to expect. It might have been a little bit scary for old Hickory.
It was the pizza train up in Duluth. The pizza's terrible, by the way.
He was always more of a horse guy.
Yeah.
And now, I mean, I'm sure there was...
The Iron Horse.
Maybe he was on the new, the Iron Horse.
Right.
But those places that are more gimmicky, the food always isn't very good.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like a Chuck E. Cheese?
Yeah.
Pizza was, in my opinion.
Average.
Right. You're there more for the games and the animatronics and all that going on.
Right on.
1844 this date, the YMCA was founded, but it was founded in London.
Really?
I always thought it was New York, but Young Men's Christian Association, the whole YMCA thing, 1844, 1850, Levi Strauss. Could you say that as like Colonel Klink?
Levi Strauss.
There we go. Made his first pair of blue jeans, finally clothing with rivets.
That might have been more like General Burkhalter.
It was pretty close. Erwin Rommel.
Right.
1882, the first electric iron was patented by H.W. Seeley.
That was good work.
Either I don't iron my clothes much anymore. I just don't iron as much. It's either that I'm either gotten lazy or I'm just walking around. I don't even care if my clothes are wrinkled anymore. I remember ironing a whole lot more when I was single in my youth.
Aren't we doing better with the type of materials where they're iron, iron-proof,
yeah.
I guess?
Or I think so, yeah. Permanent press is a permanent press. Maybe a lot of permanent press. A lot of the dry fit type golf clothes. You don't need to iron those. And if you were to iron them, they'd melt.
Right. Exactly.
That was the state, 1882. 1890, the United States Polo Association was formed in New York City. Neil, polo never really caught on here.
No.
Polo, the whole horse thing, they tried to introduce it to inner city for inner city kids. Go play polo with some horses out in the alley.
Right.
It just didn't work out, no.
They have a big professional polo match out towards Watertown every summer. You don't hear much about it, I guess.
But it'd be fun to watch. Yeah. It'd be fun to watch. And you're out there fixing divots, aren't you? That's not a divot, Neil.
Yeah,
careful. Put that down.
Careful.
Don't touch that with your hand. That was in 1890. First drive-in theater in the U.S. opened 1933. There's still a handful of a few. There's the one over by Lake Elmo. Is that one still open?
I don't know.
There used to be one called The Hub.
Maybe that's a fact checker.
The movie theaters are still around in the Twin Cities
metro.
I think
they showed King Kong in that first one there.
It would have been perfect timing.
Yeah, it really would have been.
1936, the first helicopter was tested. And if I'm going to test a helicopter or a plane or something that flies, I'm going to do it in a building.
Really?
That's what they did. In a building in Berlin, Germany is how it stated here. First helicopter.
Hey.
Da Vinci was proud.
Yeah, I guess. It must have had a fairly high ceiling.
Yeah,
I would hope.
In the early dawn of D-Day, June 6, 1944, the largest battle armada in history heads across 80 miles of rough channel water from England to the northern coast of France. Barrage balloons and a massive concentration of...
D-Day on this date, Operation Neptune was the actual crossing of the English Channel, and then Operation Overlord was the actual battle and fight that took place at Normandy, 1944, 325,000 troops, 100,000 tons of equipment and supplies.
Unbelievable.
And the reason is we couldn't defeat the Germans with just simple bombing and bombing raids.
Yeah,
we needed to go in with a ground war.
We needed
an invasion.
Don't you just think of Saving Private Ryan when you think D-Day?
Yes, that has been depicted in several different movies, but that's probably my favorite.
Yeah, it is. Graphic,
it's intense
and
graphic and real, very real. I can just imagine the horror.
Oh my gosh!
And those first guys that got off of those amphibious vehicles or whatever, those boats, and they had no chance.
We lost a lot of good men.
1944, but wouldn't have. I don't know. We still may have won the war eventually with the nuclear bomb.
They certainly sped it up.
1944. Also, baseball canceled all their games.
Yeah.
Honoring the D-Day invasion.
Yeah.
This date, 1944. Now, this is not quite as big as D-Day, but he was known as the Matthew McConaughey of 1940s TV. Henry Morgan, first to take off his shirt on TV this date. Do you remember Henry Morgan? He was kind of a panelist a lot on What's My Line.
Not to be confused with Harry Morgan.
No.
Different guy. But
Henry Morgan, 1946. The Beatles, this was an historic day. They met George Martin for the first time as producer.
Sure.
They recorded some songs. Pete Best was on the drums in 62. Ed Sullivan knew something about the Beatles.
Yes,
he did. You know, that's one of the big hit songs of the year, written by the delightful young lady who's here with us tonight. Melanie!
Oh, God, I love Melanie. Lay Down Candles in the Rain, is that her song? I Got a Brand New Key.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the one. This is the last Ed Sullivan show ever to air.
Wow.
This date, 1971.
We watched a lot of them.
On CBS television. It was the first ever 2020 on ABC. It was vastly different than the 2020 I grew up with. No Hugh Downs. I'm Hugh Downs, and this is 2020.
Xander Van Oker.
All kinds of guys. They did have Geraldo Rivera. Dr. Carl Sagan was part of the show.
Geraldo Rivera.
Geraldo.
Harold Hayes and Robert Hughes.
Robert Hughes and Harold Hayes were the hosts of the first ever 2020. The ratings were awful.
And then Hugh Downs came in a week later,
is
that right?
Yes, I think a week later he came in because the ratings, Rune Arledge was the guy doing it, and he says, Hugh, I need some help.
Yeah.
And the rest
is
history.
The game shows to be 2020. He did well.
1983, the Twins had the number one overall pick. After losing 102 games in 82, you get the number one pick.
Yeah.
They picked Tim Belcher. You remember Tim Belcher?
He didn't like it here.
No, he didn't even sign.
Even come here.
He would not come here. He ended up with the Dodgers and had a so-so kind of middling career, never became a superstar.
No.
That was in 83. In 91, NBC announced Jay Leno would succeed Johnny Carson. Later on, when Carson stepped down in 92, David Letterman, I feel for you.
I'm not angry. I'm not angry at NBC about this.
Right.
Not angry at Jay Leno about this. Not angry at you or The Tonight Show about this. I mean, realistically, if it were not for you, I wouldn't have a show. And, you know, I wouldn't have socks, actually, if it weren't for you.
David Letterman, as only David Letterman can state it.
Right.
You knew he was fuming, though.
Yeah, it was not.
He felt he was the heir apparent.
Yep.
And Jay Leno stepped in there, 1991. 2006, do you want to remember the fifth Beatle today? I certainly do.
I do.
Where's
nothing
Billy Preston? Here he is.
Leave nothing. You gotta have something if you want to be with me.
Do you remember his bouncing hair as he's playing the piano?
Yeah, had the big fro.
That thing was a bouncing.
Yeah.
Played piano on Get Back for the Beatles. Billy Preston died on this date, 2006, kidney failure-related illnesses. He was 59. And then in 2011, how about this Anthony Weiner guy? Come on, Weiner.
Last Friday night, I tweeted a photograph of myself that I intended to send as a direct message as part of a joke to a woman in Seattle. Once I realized I had posted it to Twitter, I panicked. I took it down and said that I had been hacked.
He shouldn't have used that term. It was a joke.
Right.
What he sent a picture of was a joke.
Right.
Right?
Well, I mean,
that's what she thought, for sure.
So that was 2011. Anthony Weiner.
Bad choice.
Don't use Twitter.
No.
Because you can accidentally turn what would be a direct message into a tweet that goes out to all your followers that can easily then be tweeted.
Or just don't send pictures of yourself.
Right? No, like, that's probably that, the best
thing. It seems more obvious, but
PT,
I don't know.
The moral compass of Bob Almanac. There is. There
anytime,
is. There
anytime. Go,
yeah. I said, hey, yeah.
Birthdays now. Neil, you're a big Gary U.S. Bonds guy.
I like him.
Quarter to three.
Yeah. A little bit. Yeah.
This is Song New Orleans. Happy birthday to him. He's 79 today. Joe Stampley is having a birthday.
I like Joe.
He is 75. He was born this state in Spring Hill, Louisiana. We've got a guy, a friend of mine, Spring Hill Jim, who calls in on the All Request Lunch Hour. You may have heard of him.
Yes.
And he comes
infamous.
And he'll sit at the Bob booth at the fair for hours upon end. And he's also from Spring Hill. And he can tell me all the stories about Joe Stampley.
Very nice.
And about his original band, The Uniques. Joe Stampley, 75.
Sorry, kids. I don't believe in fairy tales.
Freddy Krueger, he got another one.
Huh.
Did he sharpen those or
didn't
not?
See
does
that
he,
coming.
Does he have the Ronco knife sharpener?
He does.
Robert Englund. Freddy Krueger. I'm going to play a Joe Stampley song in its full entirety.
Okay, good.
How you doing over there, PT? Have you had to do any fact-checking, anything yet?
I got the drive-in theaters ready to go for you.
Fired up right now.
I got six of them. There are six.
Still in the Twin Cities.
Yeah, supposedly I drive. Well, in the state of Minnesota, I should say. The closest ones, Elko, Lake Elmo, and I would say Long Prairie and Litchfield.
Okay.
Yeah. There you go.
All right.
So Lake Elmo's still alive.
Dial
too.
Them up.
Yeah.
And that Lake Elmo one, I went and saw Herbie Goes Bananas at that one.
Wow.
Because I have relatives that lived at the Cimarron trailer park. It was a double wide. It was one of the nicer trailers that I've ever been in.
Sure.
My grandmother and grandfather lived there and some aunts and uncles. And I may have snuck in the back of a station wagon. I can't remember how they were able to hide me. I don't know.
Yeah.
But Robert Englund, Freddy Krueger, 71 today. Sandra Bernhardt, didn't she kiss Roseanne? Or she kissed a girl. I don't know if she liked it or not on the Roseanne show.
Yeah, maybe
Sandra
it was her.
Bernhardt, and she was, and I don't know, she was scheduled to be on the new Roseanne show. It's gotten pulled. I don't know if her episode appeared. She was going to reprise her role.
Yeah.
Sandra Bernhardt is 63. You know this Jimmy Jam guy? He's one of us.
Yeah, he's a Twin City guy.
Big Timberwolves fan, of course, worked with Prince and worked with Janet Jackson and others. He's 59 today. Colin Quinn.
This week, and only this week, the FDA approved a Prozac-type drug for dogs who are depressed. Which is good, because it's hard for dogs to get therapy since they're never allowed on a couch.
And you know, I watched the entire SNL Weekend Update, that one, and that was the funniest line of the whole thing. It was not good, but Colin Quinn did his best. He's 59.
No, gotta be more like this. That's not... WNBC. You hear that? Kind of left. The NBC.
WNBC.
WBob FM. There's Paul Giamatti. He's 51. Trying to teach Howard Stern how to do call letters.
Mm-hmm.
Do your call letters from your Roseau station.
KRWB.
It's kind of nasally. That's
it is.
The way we did them up
we
there.
Were afraid that's what you would sound after your procedure at Mayo.
I know. I was
that
concerned.
You were going to get all nasally.
Right.
Paul Giamatti's a great actor. He is
funny guy.
He's had so many great roles in movies that you've never heard of. And he has just absolutely been outstanding. Great actor. He's 51. You remember Vinny? Oh, have you been introduced to PT? Have you been introduced to Virtual Neil? Because this is what I do. I go, Neil, have you ever heard or watched the Doogie Howser show? And then...
I only watch Gunsmoke.
Virtual Neil. When he's not here...
That's awesome.
I'm able to insert Vinny from Doogie Howser.
We recorded
Brilliant.
Several of these.
Don't wake up. Don't wake up. Wake up, Bill. Get in the slump. It's thyroid cancer, isn't it? Tell me the truth. Am I going to die? Huh?
Yes, you're going to die, because I'm going to strangle you, Vinny. That's your Adam's apple.
Oh, Everyone. That's funny. Max Casella, 51. We have Uncle Cracker.
Nice.
Celebrating today.
Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I want to get lost in your rock and roll and drift
Just
away.
A long list of hits.
Yes, he did, and even dabbled in country music. I prefer Dobie Gray, but that's not a bad version of that song by the Cracker.
He did it some decent justice.
Yeah. Uncle Cracker, they wanted to call him Uncle Ritz, but copyright wouldn't allow. So he's 44 today. Stacy Keenan, she had two dads.
How'd I get two dads? They inherited me.
Congratulations. It's a girl.
Here's Neil, did you ever watch together. The Two Dads show?
Somehow.
My Two Dads, Greg Evigan.
I only watch Gunsmoke.
Paul Reiser. Stacy Keenan was also on Step by Step. She's 43. And Aubrey Anderson Emmons from Modern Family.
Daddy's office?
Huh?
You sound like a little girl.
She's the adopted daughter of the two gentlemen who live together and share things on Modern Family.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know her?
I don't.
You don't.
No, I don't.
No. You, PT, do you know her?
Yeah, she's how old?
She's funny. She's 11.
Wow. Does she play a younger? She
no, I think they've aged her appropriately on the show. Not like Michael J. Fox, who was 30, playing a guy who was 18
right.
on Family Ties.
Yeah.
So she's 11.
Gone
but not forgotten now.
Forgotten. Well, we had a Revolutionary War figure earlier in Patrick Henry. What about Nathan Hale? You know what he said? I only regret that I have but one life to lose for my country.
Too bad he wasn't a cat.
Right, he'd had nine. Patriot Nathan Hale, born on this day, 1755. Do you own any Abercrombie and Fitch clothing?
Too hip.
David Abercrombie was born on this day.
Oshkosh B'gosh is more my speed.
Look at that. We had Levi Strauss, and now we got David Abercrombie. let me try that again. 1867. And where would we be without the yo-yo? What was your favorite yo-yo trip? Walking the dog or...
Rocking the cradle.
Rocking the dog or rocking the cradle. Yeah, some of those. Yo-yo inventor Donald Duncan. We all own Duncan yo-yos. We're a great stocking stuffer to this day. Born on this day, 1892. Baseball Hall of Fame catcher, one of the greats ever, Bill Dickey. Born on this day, 1907. Actress Billy Whitelaw. Remember this movie?
I think I do.
Somewhat quiet.
Start up for me there, Billy.
Billy Whitelaw.
Come on, Billy.
It's a difficult time for you, so I'll not intrude on your grief. I'm here to take away some of your troubles and anxieties. We'll soon help your little boy to forget what's happened.
She was evil, though.
She was evil.
She was evil.
She was evil. She was in The Omen. She was the mother in The Omen and other things. Actress Billy Whitelaw, 1932. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Levi Stubbs.
You know what? The battery went out on my wireless mouse.
He was the front.
I'm having to do it here.
Okay.
Manually.
Every day the sun comes up around her. She can make the birds sing harmony.
What a great song.
It's one of a kind.
It is. He was the lead singer for the Four Tops. And he is Levi Stubbs, who was born on this day, 1936.
Another Levi.
Yeah. It's Levi Day. One more here. Let's do Radio Hall of Famer Larry Lujack. I remember when I was in Clinton, Iowa, late 70s, Larry Lujack was on the morning show on WGN Radio. And very, very well-known, well-respected.
Was he wacky?
He was wacky and crazy. Larry Lujack, born on this day in 1940. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
Your staff forgot one today.
Because only the tough survive. That's the reason you ain't in it. And this punk holding the camera, reading he ain't in it. Reading these rednecks out here ain't in it. Because it's a tough business.
That's terrific.
What is that all you got?
I'll ask you the standard question. You know?
Standard question.
I think this is fake.
You think it's fake?
Whoa.
What's that? Is that fake?
Dr. D. David Schultz, born on this day, 1996. Remember, he took an open hand to the head of John Stossel on an episode of 2020.
Ah, there you go.
You don't remember that?
I don't. It does sound vaguely familiar, actually. But
he, he's another wrestler that left us early. Yeah. Dr. D.
Been a lot of those.
David Schultz.
They're all gone.
He's gone.
But not.
Certainly not forgotten. John Stossel won't forget him.
No.
They don't.
Is that fake?
Sometimes they don't last that long.
No.
In a 1994 episode of Roseanne, Jim Erickson, it was actually Sandra Bernhard's girlfriend in the skit, Marielle Hemingway, that was kissed by Roseanne.
The great Muriel cool. Hemingway.
There you go. And also, if you want to head over to Valley High for the Deadpool 2, Ocean's 8, or Life of the Party. Those are the three movies that you can see at the drive-in.
You could do a triple header?
Yeah, you could do a try. I guess you can.
A little Dusk to Dawn?
If Jim Erickson's family brings you on the station wagon. Did you have a station wagon where it faced the other direction?
That'd
be kind of cool.
Yeah, I did. Right? Yeah, we did. We laid that seat down so we lay in the back.
We need to put grain sacks in there. Yeah. We were calling grain. Grew up on a farm.
Sure.
Right.
So it's time for Almanac Quiz for Moondance Jam and Country. By the way, the Almanac brought to you by, they've said, PT, that it was unsellable, but we have a sponsor, Lefave Companies. They're hiring company drivers, owner-operators, and carriers. Thank you, Lefave Companies. Here's the question. We said he was the Matthew McConaughey of 40s television. What was the name of the guy who took his shirt off TV, and he was the first ever to do it? Now they do it all the time.
Right.
Plenty of bare-chested men on TV these days. What was his name? Starts with an H.
763-450-0100. 763-450-0100. First correct answer from a caller will win those four tickets to the Moondance Jam and Country Fest.
All right.
2 weeks from tomorrow.
And here's that Joe Stampley song for you.
Nice.
I'm gonna love you back to loving me again.